So here, in the case where you went to buy kadayayin stumas, a person went to buy with the nice shiny money, he bought a closed barrel of wine. So now, mokum shadarkin limokas stumas. If that's the minig hamokum, that when you buy wine, you buy a closed barrel of wine, so then it's good that yotza kankan mechulin. Even though some of this money for maisa sheni was spent for the kankan, was spent for the barrel, but the maisa, that's the way you buy the wine. So therefore it's okay, therefore all the money was used like for maisa sheni, you don't have to spend any more money, the value of the kankan. What about ha'agoizim v'yashkedim? If somebody goes to buy nuts, or else almonds, so also yotza klipeyim lechulin. The shell goes out l'chulin, since that's the normal way to buy nuts, it comes with the shells, so the money was spent for the nuts, and the shells is also part of the nuts, therefore that part of the money is yotza l'chulin. Now what about ha-temid? Let's say you go to buy temid. Now temid, that's water that they pour over the chatzanim and the zagim of grapes. In other words, originally you take the grapes and you squash them out, and with the sediments, like with, that's the way you make your wine. But afterwards you have the pits and the shells left over. So what they do with the pits and the shells, they pour more water over it. That's called temid. So it depends. How temid? Actually, hechmitz. If the temid didn't start to ferment yet, so then eino nikach bekesef maisa. You're not allowed to buy it with kesef maisa yet, because it has a locha just like water, and you're not allowed to buy water with the money of maisa sheni. But once this water started to ferment already, so it has a locha like wine already, so then in nilkach bekesef maisa. Maisa, then you're allowed to buy this temed with the money of maisa sheni. It's not called like water, it's yotzami water, then you could buy it with the money of maisa sheni. Mishnah Dalet, halokeyach achaya leziv cheshlamim. If somebody buys a chaya with the money of maisa sheni, and he wants to bring it for korban, even though the chaya is not ruya for korban, or else behema libsar taiva, he buys a behema for the purpose of shechting a stam l'shem chulin, even though he should have brought it maybe for maiser for shlomim, but he's bringing it just for bosa taiva. So in such cases, the locher is lo yotza or l'chulin. Here the skin does not go out l'chulin, since he did shaloi kedin. In other words, when you bought a chaya, you're not supposed to buy it l'shem a korbin. A chaya is supposed to buy it l'shem a shlomim. So you're supposed to buy a chaya l'shem achila. So since here you bought it l'shem a shlomim, you did differently, so Rabbanu made a knas that true, the meat that you eat, that's okay. But the skin, the value of the skin, since that's not something that's eaten with the maisa sheni, therefore that much value you still have to use with teres maisa sheni to buy other food. What about kadayayin psuchos oistumos? Let's say you bought also open barrels of wine or else closed barrels of wine. So it depends. Mokum shadarkin limokum psuchos. If the minig of the mokum is to buy open barrels of wine, in other words, what you do is you don't pay for the barrel itself. You only pay for the wine itself. So then now if you took a closed barrel that you paid with this money for the barrel also, so then the locher is lo yotza kankan l'chulin. The money that was spent for the kankan that does not go out l'chulin. You still have to b'nai kedushas maisa sheni and buy food with it. And the same thing, sale zeisim v'sale anofim mimakli. Let's say you bought a basket of olives, or else you bought a basket of grapes with a kli. So it depends. So that's not the derech. The derech is usually just to buy the olives and the grapes and not the kli. So lo yotzo demei hakli lechulin. The money that you spent for the kli, that's not yotzo lechulin. That's cool, like you did not use up your maisa sheni money on food, and therefore you still have to go ahead and buy food for the value of how much this basket is worth. Mishnehei, halokeyach mayim u'melech u'peiros ha'mechaborim l'karka. Somebody buys water with the money of maisa sheni, or else he buys salt water, mayim u'melech, or else salt, or else peiros ha'mechaborim, you buy fruits that still attach to the ground, or peiros sheni mecholim l'agiel yushlayim, or else you buy fruits that's not possible to bring it up to Yushlayim. In other words, it's going to rot before it gets there. Is lekona, then you're not lekona maisa. In other words, not chal the kedusha is ma'aseh sheni on this thing. The money, the kedusha still stays in the money. That's not called the good chalipin. In other words, you have the money of ma'aseh sheni, and you want to buy now with it food that the kedusha goes off the money into the food. But it has to be such food that, first of all, it's called an oichel, it's not called melech and water, and not mechuber, and it has to be something that you could eat in Yerushalayim. Let's say halakeach peirush shogeg. Let's say you bought fruits by mistake, you bought it b'shogeg, but you didn't realize that this was mois ma'aseh sheni. You stam had $10 on you, and you bought peirush with it. You did not realize that it was ma'aseh sheni money. So halacha was yachsu damam l'kaibam. Then you should give the money back to them kaimam. The moich was mechuyot to give you back the money because it was called the mekach tois. Because if he would have known, like it's ma'aseh sheni, he wouldn't have bought peirush with it. Because it's a tircha to take the peirush up to Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's called like a mekach tois. Now, as you bought this outside Yerushalayim, so this is called a mekach tois. You have a right to get your money back. What about mezid? Let's say no, even outside Yerushalayim, with the money you bought peirush, is yalo v'yochlu b'makom. You're mechuyev now to take up these peirush to Yerushalayim and eat it there. V'yemein mikdash. If there's no mikdash, then you're kavu. In other words, like Bizman HaZeh, when we don't have the base of Migdash, V'yein Migdash, and you have this money, that the Peretz that has Kedush is Ma'aseh Sheni on it, so therefore, it's not Niftin when the Torah Chusi Yerushalayim, so therefore, the only way you could do is just Yikavu, you have to let them right away. Mishnah Vav, Haloi Keach Behema Shogik. If you buy your behema with Moisa Ma'aseh Sheni by mistake, and you buy it outside Yerushalayim, Salachar again is Yachsaru Domehel Lemekaimam. The money goes back to its mokum. In other words, it's called the Mekach Tois. You didn't realize it because like this, you're going to have to take this Behema all the way up to Yerushalayim. It's a big Tircha. What about Mezid? Let's say, no, you knew what you were doing. Then the Lachar is Tala. You have to bring this animal up to Yerushalayim. V'teyocho b'mokum and eat it there in Yerushalayim. V'yemein Mikdash, let's say again, Bezman Azeh, we don't have a base in Mikdash Azkayim, is to cover Ayidei Oira. It means you have to let it until it dies, and you have to bury it with its skin. You can't use the skin because the skin also it's also. Like we learned, it's like butless, like a chelik of the behemah, and this behemah now has Kedusha's Ma'aseh Sheni on it. Therefore, since it has Kedusha, we can't use it now. So therefore, you have to bury it. Mishnah Zayin. Ein loichim avodim u'shvachois v'kakois. With the money of Ma'aseh Sheni, you're not allowed to buy avodim, you can't buy shvachos, you can't buy karka, can't buy behemah tamei inside Yerushalayim. Because the loch is with Ma'aseh Sheni, the money, you're supposed to take it up, but the pasuk says, v'nasato ha-kesef, v'chol ha-shet ha-vo nafshecha, ba-boko v'atzoin v'yachaltashom. You have to buy something that you could eat in Yerushalayim, and not to buy avodim, shvachos, kakois that you can't eat. V'yim lokach, let's say you did buy one of these things with Ma'aseh Sheni. You bought avodim mekakoyes behemas tameyas with Ma'aseh Sheni. So halacha is yoichal kinegdom. You're supposed to eat, you're supposed to buy now food kineged the same amount of money that you spend and eat the money b'duches Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So the Mefarshim say, we're talking about a case that the Meicha ran away and he can't get it back from him. He can't back the money back. So therefore, it's like a knas like that this money now you have to spend and buy other food and need to connect the Yerushalayim. Now, ein meviyin kinei zovim v'kinei zovois v'kinei yoldois chatois v'yashomois midmei ma'aseh sheni. You're not allowed to bring any one of these kabonis. Zav or Zovo, after they become Torah, you have to bring the Kabonis. You're not allowed to bring it from Ma'aseh Sheni, because these Kabonis has to be brought from Chulin, from money Chulin, and not from money of Ma'aseh Sheni. Therefore, you're not allowed to bring it from Ma'aseh Sheni. V'yim Hevi, let's say you did spend this money to buy from Ma'aseh Sheni, the Locher is Yechel Kenegdom. Again, you should spend the exact same amount of money and buy other food and eat that other food with Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. Zeh haklal, this is the general rule. Kol shu chutz liyachilu lishtiyo lasicha medmeis amashashayni yoichu kenegdoi. Anytime you buy something that's not edible or not drinkable or not fasich that you can rub like oil on you, so you will not yoitza the din of maishashayni, therefore you have to spend that money over again and buy food to be able to eat inside Yerushalayim v'duchas maishashayni kineged that much money. Alright, Ad Kan, Perek Rishon.
Yeah, Perek Sheni.
Mishnah says, Maisa Sheni Nitin Liachila. The Maisa Sheni, in other words, these Paris that you have paid outside Yerushalayim into money, and now you take the money into Yerushalayim, so with this money you're allowed to buy things to eat, is Nitin Liachila, Ulashti, you could buy things to drink, Ulasicha, you could buy something like oil to shmir it, to make a sicha, to rub it onto your body. Because we hold sicha is called kashtiya. Now, lechel dover shadaka lechel, you're allowed to buy something and eat something that it's a derech tida that way. It means lafuke, you're not supposed to eat something if it's not a derech tida that way. In other words, you should not eat something raw if it's supposed to be eaten cooked. Velosuch dover shadaka losuch. You're also allowed to use something to smear it on you if that's the derech. In other words, you're allowed to take oil and smear it on you. But La yosuch yain v'chaimitz. You're not allowed to buy with the money of Maisa Sheni wine and vinegar and rub it on your body, because that's not a derech to do it that way. That's not called lachila. Avosachu es hashemen, but to take oil that you're allowed to rub on your body. Now ein mafat min shemen shel Maisa Sheni. If you have oil of Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to be mafatimit, in other words, make it smell good. The way they did it was they put some type of smelling herbs into it, and then the oil will absorb inside the herbs. So therefore you would be ruining some of the Maisa Sheni. That's why you're not allowed to do this. And v'yein loichin b'dimei Maisa Sheni shemen mefutam. You're not allowed to buy with the money of Maisa Sheni oil that was mefutam, that was had smelling into it, because it's not used, it's not shovel l'chol adam. Only mefunokim, delicate people, use it. Avo mefatim hu es yain. But if you have yain of Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to put inside it some spices or some honey, because you drink the whole thing, it's all called edible. Now, nofal l'toichoy dvash utfolin vishbichoy. Again, let's say you had this wine of Maisa Sheni, and inside the wine fell some honey or fell some spices, and now the wine became worth more. In other words, at the beginning, the wine was only worth, let's say, $2, and $1 worth of spice fell in, and now together it's worth $4. So hashvach lefi cheshbon. Like, how much of the worth of this do you have to spend Peteros Maisa Sheni? So we say, since Lemaisa 2/3 of it was Maisa Sheni, out of this Shvach it came Shvach, an extra dinar, an extra dollar. So 2/3 of the dollar also has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it. And the same thing, Dogim, Shenezbashlo Imakaflutos, Shel Maisa Sheni. If you have Dogim, you have a fish that you cook together with this kaflutis type of leek of Maisa Sheni, v'hishbichoy, and now both of them became better, both the fish became better. So again, hashvach lefi cheshbon. The shvach goes according to how much of the Maisa Sheni was here. Now, what's going to be Isa shel Maisa Sheni? Let's say you had dough of Maisa Sheni, shefo, that you baked it. In other words, you had wood. You burnt wood, you had heat, and you baked up the dough. Vishbichoy, and now the dough itself became into bread, so it became worth more. So hashvach l'sheni. We say now the whole thing that it's worth more, all has a din of Maisa Sheni on it. And zeaklal, this is the general rule. In other words, how come here we don't look at the shvach of the wood at all, but rather we say the whole thing has a din of Maisa Sheni now, and if you want to be poyder it, you have to be poyder the value of the whole bread? Because they are klal, kol sheshivcha nikar hashvach lefi cheshbon. Anytime the shvach that fell in, let's say like before, was the kaflutis, or was the spices that fell in that you could tell it was the spices there that made it better, and that's not from Maisa Sheni, therefore you deduct that from the Maisa Sheni. But v'chol shein shivcha nikar, in the case here we have dough, the dough is Maisa Sheni. What made it rise? What made it come into bread? The fact that you burnt the wood, the heat. But that's not nikkur, you don't see the heat. Therefore, hashvach l'sheni. The whole thing right now, this whole bread now has a din of Maisa Sheni, and therefore if you want to be poyder it, you have to pay the money how much the bread is worth, and not just how much the ease of the dough is worth. Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein sochin shemin shemaisa sheni b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rub upon yourself in Yerushalayim shemin shemaisa sheni. Because he holds that shemin was not given l'sicha, rather elachila bovad. Rabbi Shimon holds, shemin here, mistam olive oil, you're supposed to eat it. You're not supposed to rub it. However, v'chachomim matir, and chachomim say, no, you're allowed to. You're allowed to take maiser, sheni, shemin, and rub it on your body. Omru lo the Rabbi Shimon, they said that to Rabbi Shimon, im heiko b'truma hachamura, if you make it with truma hachamura, and there's truma of shemen that you're allowed to rub on your body, that's more chomer truma, it's chayv mis, it's more chomer than maise sheni, lo enoka b'maise sheni akal, shouldn't we also be Michael with maise sheni akal? Or Malahem, they said back to him, Maloyim Heiko Betruma Chamura. You know why we're making we're more lenient. By Truma Chamura, Mokum Sheheiko Bekarshinim over Tilton, a place that we're also making with leek. But Neko Bemaisi Sheni Hakal, should we be making with Maisi Sheni that's lenient? Mokum Shleheiko Bekarshinim over Tilton, and a place that we were not making with leek or with this Tilton by Maisi Sheni. Now, exactly what this kal about kashinim and tilton is, we'll soon see in the next Mishnah. Like all point, that's why he says you can't bring a proof from truma to maaser hakal, because maaser hakal we find this chumra by kashinim and tilton, like we'll soon see in Mishnah Gimel. Like Mishnah Gimel says, tilton shel maaser sheni teochel tzimchenim. If you have this tilton of maaser sheni, you'll eat it tzimchenim. Now, tzimchena means when they're still young and ripe, when they're fresh. In other words, for the maaser sheni, you have to eat it when it's edible. Not after it gets a little bit hard, then it's not so edible. For shel truma, but if you have this tilt on this growth, but that's truma, Beishamayim says, kol maaser b'toira. No matter how old and dry it gets, still you have to be noig tire with it, because it's still called truma. Since there are some people that would eat it, it still has like a kedushas truma on it. Chutz mechafifoso, unless you're using it to scratch your head with it, to rub your head with it, then it's okay. Then it's nifsuder anyway, and it's not oimed lachila. Then you could do it even though your hands are not tahor. Ubeisil oimrim, Beisil says, kol maaser b'tuma. No, since it's not edible right now, whatever you do with it, you could do with your hands, even though before you made netilas shadoyim, even though your hands are tameya. Chutz mishriyosa, excluding unless you're going to soak it in water. If you're going to soak it in water, then since the water is machshel kabel tuma, then you have to make sure your hands are tor, your hands are clean first. So at all point we see for this tilton that maaser sheni is mochomer, that you could only eat it when it's ripe and when it's still young. Talsa meichel, also neichel, whereas trum, it still has a din trum even when it gets older. So if we see in the Indian of tilton that maaser sheni is mochomer than the din of truma. Mishnah Dalit, karshinei maaser sheni yeyochlu tzimchomim. Again, this karshinim, these are type of leek, kashinim. You have to eat them when they're soft. Then it's a maichalodim. That's when there's maaser sheni, you can only buy food that's edible. So you have to buy soft kashinim. V'nichnosim liyushlayim, you could bring it inside Yerushalayim. V'yaitzim, you could take it outside also. As even though perish or maaser sheni, once you brought into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to take it outside. But here, kashinu maaser sheni, they were makel, that you're allowed to bring it outside Yerushalayim. Since it's not really a maichalodim, it's only a deat chak, therefore they were mata yuft even to benichnosim and to take it out. Nitum v'yotzim nitumu. Let's say kashinu maaser sheni that became tummy. So Rabbi Tafan, Rabbi Tafan says, yischal kolisos. You have to divide them up and make them into small doughs out of them, small lisos. In other words, we want to make sure that's not matama, because food that's less than a pochas mikabeya, so when it comes into with tummy touches, it doesn't become tummy. So therefore, these kashinim should put into small pieces of dough that it's less than a kebeya, it won't be mikabotuma. The Chacham Oymer, the Chacham say, Ye Podu, no, you have a right to be poida. Even though these Kashina became Tomei, so what, still you could be poider it. Tisha, Maisa Shena, they became Tomei. And that's the loch. The loch is like the Chomim, that you could be poida, Maisa Shena, that's Tomei. For Shel Truma, what about if these Kashina were Shel Truma? So Beishama Yem Beishamai says, Shoirin Veshofin Vitorah. You let it soak it in water, or else then Shofin, you could rub it on your body. You let it rub them. Kozaman de Torah, O Machilin Bituma. And when they become Tomei, you let it be Machilim. You let it give the Kashinim to your behema when they're Tomei. Truma Tomeya, you let it give to your behema to eat. Ubeisilo Misilo says, Sherim Betoira. You have to soak it when it's Torah in water, Vishofen Machilim Betoma. You let it rub it and give it to the animals when it's Tomei. Shamayim Shamay says, Yeochlu Tzorid. You should eat it when it's dried out. Tzorid means wait till it's dried out. Kloima, eat it when it's dried out. Should not soak it in water, so it should not be Huchshel Kabotoma. Rabbi Kiva says, Kol Masein Betoma. No, even when you soak it in water without a tefillah shadoyim, since the ikar of it is for Meichel Behema, it doesn't make a difference. All Maaseyim could be done bitumah. Since it's not called a Meichel Adam, it's called mainly for Meichel Behema, you don't have to worry even though it was done bitumah. Mishnah Hei, Moyes Chulin or Moyes Maaseh Sheni Shenis Pazru.
So if you had money that was Maaseh Sheni, and money of Chulin, they got mixed up together, Shinis Pazru, and you can't recognize which is the money of Chulin and which is the money of Maisa Shaini. So what you should do is like this. Masha liket la Maisa Shaini acha yashtim. First go and collect money, and let's say like you knew you had $100 worth of Maisa Shaini. So the first $100 worth of money that you collect here, take that to be Maisa Shaini. Vihashar Chulin. And the leftover money, like even though you're not sure you could find all the money, in other words, let's say at the beginning you had $200 here, and you knew that 100 was of Maaseh Sheni, and 100 was of Chulin, and now you went to collect the money, so the first 100 you collect, take that to be Maaseh Sheni, even though you may only have $50 left over. So, like for sure though, you take the money for Maaseh Sheni. And the pshat from this $100 you take is you have to make it tenai, like to say that if this is the Maaseh Sheni, very good. And if what I'm taking now is not really the money of Maaseh Sheni, but there's some chulin involved, so you want the kedusha of the Maaseh Sheni to be chal upon this money. Therefore, you have now the $100 here of Maaseh Sheni. What about in the bolal? Let's say like the $200 got mixed up together. Not that it was spread out, but it got all mixed up together like in one jar. So in this jar right now, you have $100 worth of Maaseh Sheni and $100 worth of Chulin. So then, v'chofan, let's say you take out now a handful. So we say, l'fi cheshbon, in this handful, it depends how much of a proportion there was at the beginning. Now let's say at the beginning, you had $200 of Maaseh Sheni and 100 of Chulin. So it's two-thirds Maaseh Sheni and one-third Chulin. So you would take out a handful of money. In this handful of money also, we say that two-thirds of it, you should be noeg with al-bitaris Maaseh Sheni, and one-third is Chulin. This is the general rule here. If it's spread out, then you have to go and collect the money. So then the first $100, the first no sum of Maaseh Sheni that you go to collect, has halacha of Maaseh Sheni. When the money is mixed up, though, then you go according to the proportion, but how much percentage-wise was in it to start off with of Maaseh Sheni. Mishnah Vav. Seller shall Maaseh Sheni v'shel Chulin shenisarvu. If you have a seller, if you have money, what the coin of a Chulin and Maaseh Sheni, which was outside Yerushalayim, and you forgot which coin is which. So halacha is maybe b'seller mois, you should bring money of nechoshes of kapa, the worth of a seller of silver. We're talking about now you had a seller, you had a silver seller of Maaseh Sheni and of Chulin. So what you should do now is take kapa money, the Yomer, and say like this, seller shel Maaseh Sheni b'chol mokom shehi mechuleles al hamoyus halu. Wherever that silver coin of Maaseh Sheni, it should become mechulul onto this money of these copper coins. Then uberer esayofa shabhen. Then out of these two silver coins, take the nicer one, umechalalin oleho, and then put the kedusha back, like from the copper coins, back onto the better silver coin. Mifnei shamru, because it was said that mechalalin kesef al nechoshesh midoichik. If you have to, midoichik means b'shasat chak, when you have no other way out, you're allowed to take off the gedusha of the ma'ase sheni from kesef coins onto nechoshesh, onto copper coins. V'loishi yiskayim kein, but it should not stay that way. El, or rather, like in our case we just learned, choizer o mechalalim ala kesef. He should go and again be mechalit back onto the silver coins. So again, when you start out with these two silver coins, and you're not sure which one is Ma'aseh Sheni and which one is Chulin, so the answer is, take some copper coins, and say wherever the Kedusha of the Ma'aseh Sheni is, it should go off the silver coin onto the copper coin. Now, then, take the better silver coin, and put the Kedusha back onto that silver coin. This is the way you're supposed to do it. Rather than just be Mechalo, Kesef onto Kesef, one coin of silver for another coin of silver. Mishne Zayin, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Lo yase odom es lov din reizov. You're not supposed to make your slov, again, that's the silver coins of Ma'aseh Sheni, into din reizov, into golden coins. In other words, if somebody has silver coins of Ma'aseh Sheni, he's not supposed to change them over into golden coins in order to make it easier to carry it up to Yerushalayim. Ubeisil matirim. Beisil says, no, you're allowed to. If a person has, again, started out that you had a lot of fruits, a lot of pears of Ma'aseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim, and you have to carry it up now, tidur in Yerushalayim. So first you appoint the kedusha of the pears onto your silver coins. But it added up to be a lot of silver coins. It's too hard for you even to carry up the silver coins. So by Hillel holds, you're allowed to now be mechalo, take the kedusha off the silver coins, and put it onto golden coins. And it'll be easier, it'll be a smaller amount, it's easier to carry it up. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Ani osisi l'Rabbi Gamliel, l'Rabbi Yeshua es kaspon din rezov. He also did like this. He also changed over the silver coins into golden coins. Like he took the kedusha of the Ma'aseh Sheni off the silver coins and put it onto the golden coins. In other words, Rabbi Kiva is coming to say it's emes, that that's the locha like Beis Hillel. Mishnah Ches. Ha poiret sela mi mois Ma'aseh Sheni. That means if somebody first had his Ma'aseh Sheni, his Paris, and he was mechalal de kedusha onto nechoshes, onto copper coins. And now he wants to change over these copper coins into silver coins to make it easier to take it up to Yerushalayim. So that's called Hapoirit Sela Mimoyis Ma'aseh Sheni. You want to like buy now, be poider, your coins onto silver coins. So Beishamai Omer Beishamai says, Kol Ha Sela Mois. You're allowed to take all your money, all your copper coins, and change it over, put it into the value of silver coins, in order to make it easier for you to carry up the silver coins to Yerushalayim. However, Ubeisil Omer Beisilul says, Shekel Kesef for Shekel Mois. No, don't change over all your copper coins into silver coins, but only do it halfway. Half of your money you still leave over in copper coins, and the rest of it you could change over to silver coins. And the Yerushalmi explains it because when you go to Yerushalayim at the start to buy food, you can't spend the silver coins. You're going to have to change it over there back into copper coins. So when you first get there, you're not going to be able to buy food so easy. So therefore, Beisilul says you always have to have some copper coins on hand so that as soon as you get to Yerushalayim, right away you'll be able to start spending it to buy the food there. And also, like, if people will only have the silver coins, so they're going to have to go right away to the shochani, to the exchanger. And if people right away come to exchange money, and they'll be like, they'll have no other money, so the exchanges will charge a lot of money, the prices will go up, people will be desperate for the money. So therefore, in order that people should be able to take it easy, not to have to run right away to the money exchanger, Beisilul says, make sure you always have with you copper coins that you could spend it right away. Rabbi Meir says, Ein mechalalin kesef u'peiros al hakesef. In other words, Rabbi Meir holds that you're not allowed to be mechal or kesef on kesef. In other words, if you have money of Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, you can't take the money of this kesef and put it onto another kesef. And as Chiddush is, even if you have Paris involved also.
But all right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll start the Mishnah over again.
That the Kedusha of the Paris and of the money should go on to this one Kesef of Ma'aseh Sheni. So Rabbi Meir says, still, you can't do that. Since you can't do Kesef on Kesef, you cannot even do it when you have Paris involved also.
But for the Chachomim Matirim, the Chom says it's okay. Since you have Paris involved, that you're putting the Kedusha onto the Kesef, you could also switch.